Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. We're going to start the show here directly, the podcast version of tonight's live show. I just wanted to clear something up. Throughout the show tonight, I may have made a couple mistakes in Metal Babe Mayhem's website address. The correct address, you know, grab a pencil or a pen or a burnt piece of stick or whatever you got, man, because I'm going to give you the correct address here just at the beginning. In case I get it wrong during the show. I think I've cleared them all up, but if I missed one, I want to be fair to Allison and MetalBabeMayhem.com. And that's it directly. It's MetalBabeMayhem.com, www.MetalBabeMayhem.com, and also MetalBabe.rocks, R-O-C-K-S, MetalBabe.rocks, R-O-C-K-S. So either of those will get you where you want to go. So use those and check it out. And on with the podcast. Here we go, folks. Here we go. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and tonight is very, very exciting. I'm back one of my favorite people in the entire wide, wide world of sports, no, of rock and roll, I should say. Mrs. Allison Metal Babe Cohen. How are you tonight, Allison?
Hi, Jamie. Thank you for the intro. You're one of my favorite people, too, and I'm so happy to be back on your show.
I am so glad you are, too. It's always a lot of fun when you're on. And, it's just you're an amazing person. I have never heard anybody say anything disparagingly about you at all. As a matter of fact, quite the opposite. Everybody is in love with Allison. It's just a... It's a good thing.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
So how are you doing? For those who don't know, Allison is the owner, the CEO, the lady in charge behind Metal Babe Mayhem. Now, Metal Babe Mayhem is clothing, jewelry, accessories, just very, very cool gear. Longtime friend of the show. Allison, how did you get started with doing all of this cool stuff?
It all started just because I love music and I love fashion, and it made sense for the two to go together. And I've been doing Metal Babe Mayhem now for 10 years, and like you said, my primary focus is on clothing, jewelry, and accessories. And in addition to that, though, it's more of a lifestyle company. So I am a rock journalist. I do interviews and reviews of local bands here in LA, local bands, unsigned bands all over the world, as well as, you know, some of the biggest bands that I still can't even believe I've interviewed. So I do the rock journalism, and then I also help the local bands and, you know, bigger bands as well with my monthly playlist. So it's an overall, like, rock and roll lifestyle company. And I do it because I love music and I love fashion, and I love helping people, promoting music and bands, and having them hopefully look good doing it while wearing some Metal Babe Mayhem clothing and jewelry.
Well, it's awesome. You know, and I tell people, everybody I know in the rock scene, the metal scene, you know, I'm like, if you don't know Allison or Metal Babe Mayhem, you need to. This is somebody to know. And I don't know how you do it, Allison. I was a club rat for a couple decades. You know, I used to go to nightclubs every night and everything. But I didn't own a business and stuff doing it. You know, I just went out and did my thing. I don't know how you do it because you go out all the time as well. I mean, all the time.
I do.
Where do you go out?
I do go out a lot. But, you know, I make it count when I go out, too. Every time I go out, you know, I'm always networking. I always have a pocket full of buttons, a handful of cards, postcards. So it's always every time out there, and I'm enjoying the music. And one thing, too, I've never said this on your show, but I have said it publicly a few times, is I made a promise to myself. Every single live show that I go to, I'm going to go Facebook Live at least one song. And that's been is so great because it's the best feeling ever, because people don't realize this, but I swear half the time I'm by myself. Like, you know, I know people, we're all friends, acquaintances, but half the time I'm literally in the front because, you know, I have to get as close as possible for the Facebook Live. I'm holding my phone and I'm like, wow, so-and-so just joined and they're in Germany and they're in Norway and, oh, there's my sister and my friend from here and there. And it's just the greatest feeling knowing that I'm sharing my live experience right there with, you know, my friends from all over the world. So it's all about, you know, for me, just networking and sharing that experience while having a good time too.
Well, that's amazing. And, you know, we live in an amazing time where you can do that. I mean, how cool is that? You know, that you can...
Exactly. I mean, it's
Germany
amazing,
can be
really
watching what you're doing. Yeah, it's like they're right there with you. That's
cool,
man.
Always like... They're always eating their breakfast and stuff, you know, with the time difference. That's always funny. I'm out, you know, 11 o'clock at night, and some people are joining in, and they're like, I'm having my morning cup of coffee. You just made my day. And then that makes my night because I made their day. So it's a win for everybody.
That's awesome. That is so cool. That is so cool. Now, you didn't grow up in Los Angeles. You grew up in the Midwest and made your way out west. What was that like? Were you just like, I got to go, that's where the music is? How did that happen?
I spent a lot of time in California. I've traveled a lot. I've been to most of the United States. I was lucky to travel a lot with my family when I was younger and then travel, you know, on my own as I was older. So I know a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, you know, Midwest girl goes to the big city. For me, it wasn't like that. I had already had so many friends out here. Some of my best friends from St. Louis had actually already moved out here. And to me, I'm like, you know what? I'm spending all this money on rental cars and plane tickets. I'm going out to California two or three times a year because I love it. I just need to move there.
Right.
And I did it right, though. You know, I mean, I know I've said it a million times. It's like I knew it from when I was a little kid and I was listening to Poison and Motley Crue sing about the Sunset Strip. I knew I belonged in L.A. I belonged in Hollywood. I belonged in music. But I also knew I needed to do it right. Because, like, for instance, you know, Poison song Fallen Angel, that's the girl who didn't make it. And, you know, and that inspired me because I'm like, I don't want to be a fallen angel. I'm going to make it. And then ironically, I think it was about 2003, 2004, when Hollyweird came out by Poison, they had a song called Shooting Star. And they never actually said it. But in my mind, I'm like, that's the follow-up to Fallen Angel. That's the girl who made it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to be the shooting star. I'm going to move to Hollywood, and I'm going to make something of myself. And that is what inspired me at that time to get my college degree and pack up and finally make the move. And so that's what I did. And I've been out here 13 years.
That's awesome. That is so cool. And, you know, listeners, if you are, you know, and that there's very good wisdom in that. You know, if you're somewhere and what you need to be doing, well, you're not a tree, man. The greyhound leaves town twice a day, sometimes three times a day. You know, and you don't have to take the greyhound. But just get it together, man, and go where you want to be. You know, and it's entirely possible today, I think, I would imagine. When I was a kid and you moved, man, we didn't have Skype or, you know, I mean, it was, you were saving quarters to call your friends and say, oh, I don't know if I made a mistake, but what you got to do? I say do it, man. Be where you need to be. You know, and if you don't have a scene where you're at, you can either move or you can try to make a scene, and that's a hard thing to do.
That's what I've been doing. Is I've created my entire Metal Babe world, and I'm happy that there's so many people who have been part of it.
Right, it's awesome. It is awesome, and you know, Allison's very humble, folks, but she does. She knows everybody. Everybody, it's amazing. We're friends and we talk, and Allison will say, oh yeah, I ran into such and such, and I'm like, oh my god, how cool is that? And that's a Tuesday for Allison, you know, I mean, that's just how it goes.
That's
very, very cool.
You never know, really. I mean, you never know who you're going to run into, and definitely you should make it count when you do.
That's awesome. Now, I want to say with your products at Metal Babe Mayhem .com or Metal Babe Rocks or .rocks, R-O-C-K-S, folks. There's all kinds of accessories and rock and roll clothing and jewelry and all kinds of cool stuff, and not just for the ladies. You know, hey, there can be some babe guys out there too. And she covers it, you know. So if you want to look cool, you got to go to Metal Babe Mayhem. Tell us some of your, you have new, no, I don't even know how you do this, Allison. I've got a merch store, and I mean, they send me stuff every, you know, I get a little list of, well, we got this new product, and I'm like, eh, nobody's going to pay that for that. Pass, you know, on the majority of stuff. You have new products, like, all the time, man. I am amazed at it. Tell us some of the new stuff you have. I have a list here.
It's a constant. And, you know, I've always said, too, is I sell and create what I like. And if I like it, other people will like it, too. And so far, that's been successful. You know, like, most of my clothing I do is red and black. I love red and black, and it seems to work. So I do have a lot for guys, too. I know sometimes people hear the name Metal Babe Mayhem, and they're like, I'm not going to go there. That's chick stuff. Or I don't want to wear lips. But you know what? We have skulls, and we have bats, and we have a Pin of Girls series with lots of sexy women. Like, there's a lot of stuff guys will like, too. So just to elaborate on that, please don't let the name ever scare you away. And then, as you asked, on new products, I have three brand new products, like you said, Jamie, that I have coming out that I'm really excited about. The first one has been in the works for a while. We already have a ton of pre-orders, and hopefully we will get them soon. But I'm doing a new patch, and it is called Starkist. One of my friends in Florida, Earl, actually, I think he was the one who helped me with that name. I would like to, you know, put stuff out there for feedback, but it is the Metal Babe Lip Stones with a red star around it, designed by Bill Bronson. And we have patches coming. They're 4-inch patches, and I mean, I'm doing a special since I don't have them in hand. Anybody who wants one, it's $7, including U.S. shipping. So if anybody wants one, just contact me, Metal Babe Mayhem, on anything you want, the website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can get in on that. They're 4 inches with a star, super cool. And I also, I think I actually, I released this today, is I've been working for the last couple of months on a necklace that's kind of like a charm. So it is the lips and bones, but they're separate. And you can get them, and you can put them on your own chain, your own bracelet, keychain, anything you want, or I will have chain options. And they're so awesome. It's just a nice imprint of the lips and bones. I like wearing a lot of necklaces, so that's how I got the idea, just, you know, throw another lips and bones up there with my other 5 necklaces already and add it in. And those look great. Those are going to be out soon. And then the other new product that should be out this week is we have the Studded Star Belt. And wow. I came out in January with Albion for Leather. We put out a Studded Star guitar strap. And it's red stars on black leather with a bunch of studs. And the Metal Babe lips and bones are made out of metal studs. And this little stud cluster. And it's awesome, but there's a lot of people who don't play guitar. So I thought it only made sense. Let's do a belt for those people who don't. And so Albion and I actually were just together on Sunday, I think it was, before we went to a Memorial Day weekend party. We got together and started making the first one. And I do have another special, since this isn't out yet. I always like to get my, you know, close friends and everybody involved before it's all official on the website. If anybody wants to get one of these special belts, it's $125 for this leather belt, including U.S. shipping. It's going to be, I think, $150 plus shipping when they're official and they're on the website. So, again, if you want one, contact me. We'll have photos soon. But they're awesome, and as you can kind of tell, there's a star theme. I've always loved stars, so I'm excited to have a couple new star products out there.
That's awesome. That is so cool. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, folks, for those who don't know, patches are a pain to get done, man. I have been wanting to get patches done of my work for years, and, man, I've talked to hundreds of people with them, and you got to get the right one. And Allison, you know, has done that. She's done all the work.
You know what? It's a pain, though, Jamie. This lady, she keeps calling me 2 weeks, and it's been about 7, and I feel bad because every time I ask her, she says 2 weeks. I'm like, you said that 2 weeks ago. You said that 4 weeks ago. So I feel your pain, but, you know, maybe if you get these patches, I can, you know, maybe help you out, too.
I'm telling you. Well, we'll see. You know, I talk a big game, but, man, I'm like, oh, another project. That's all I need.
I just keep taking them on. I'm like, I can't say no. I'm just take on one after the other, knock it off, and get another one going.
Well, and that's a good thing. That is a good thing. That's what I need to be doing. I need that. You inspire me, Allison. You inspire me, you know. So maybe I'll, put my nose to the grindstone a little bit more and, DVR that episode of Storage Wars. I'll wait and see what's in the safe, you know. That's all I can do. All I can do. Now, one of the cool things, for longtime listeners to the show, you'll notice a couple times a month, Allison, Metal Bay Mayhem will sponsor a guest we have. Allison finds these the bands and stuff. I might have heard of them. Sometimes I haven't. And she puts us in contact, and we get them on the show and bring you guys fantastic, fantastic rock and metal music. And tonight we're going to be playing a couple of tracks of people we've had on the show and whatnot, and some people we haven't. I think half of them are. Well, anyway, we've got four tracks. What should we play first, Allison? We'll do a track. And what do you think we should play first?
Why don't we play Tattooed Millionaire first? Because I think the song's called I Believe in Rock and Roll, and everything that I do is based on rock and roll, and it's just a feel-good, fun rock and roll song that fits right into everything that we've been talking about. So I think that is a great way to start.
Absolutely. Here it is, folks. This is Tattooed Millionaire's I Believe in Rock and Roll. I believe in rock and roll, Tattooed Millionaires, and we certainly do around here. Allison, that's a jam track. I love it, man. I kick that.
Definitely. It's great. Glad that we played it first.
I am, too. Now, let me ask you this. How did you meet Tattooed Millionaires, and how do you meet all these bands? Because you always have bands. And, you know, and I'm talking to people all over the world now. We're doing, you know, we just did Gary Moat the other day. I was like, wow, this is amazing. I remember when Heavy Petted was back
some,
in the day.
Some European. Well, you know, like we mentioned before, the whole internet thing definitely has a lot to do with it. It's crazy. I've never actually met Donnie Judson in person. I feel like it. I mean, he has a metalhead tattoo. I mean, he was actually one of the very first people to get one on his chest. We did it as part of a promotion for his CD. And he's amazing. He's a great musician. He's a businessman. And we've been working together on and off for years now, but I've never met him. You know, and it's crazy. I don't even think I've talked to him. It's all just, you know, been through Facebook and email and stuff.
Wow.
But, you know, people contact me all day long and stuff comes my way. And when something's good, it sticks. And when somebody has a good, you know, communication and treats me with respect and is friendly and they have a good product, you know, it's like there's no way there's enough time in the day to actually, you know, get every band that contacts me to you and my playlist. There's just way too many. But the ones that do get there, they deserve to be there because they have a good product and they have a good process and a good work ethic and value, and they deserve to be there. And just so everybody knows too, the songs we played tonight are all on the Metal Babe Mayhem playlist for May.
That's
so
awesome. Yeah, she puts out a playlist, folks, every month, and it's got you know, all the cool stuff. It's just, you have to check it out, and you can find that at the website www.metalbabe.rocks, R-O-C-K-S.
But like Jamie said, if you go there on my homepage, you can see my playlist every month. I put up 15 songs. I've been doing this now since January of 2015, and I've been keeping it going. I do it myself. It takes me 2 full days, I will admit, to do this, since I'm not a web programmer, and it's a very time-consuming project either way. But anybody who's interested in being there, if you go to the Metal Babe Mayhem website and you hit contact, you can submit a song and a photo to be considered. And then you never know where that's going to get you, because bands that go there can end up on Pop Rocks Radio. They get the eye of Rock Avenue Records USA. They get over to Indie Scene Radio and anybody else who sees it. So it's definitely a doorway to endless possibilities too. So I'm always looking for more submissions for my playlist. The next one comes out June 1st. It's already full, but anybody who wants in on July, feel free to contact me.
That's right. It rolls around quick. It rolls around quick. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
And remember, folks, mention the special code POPROCKS, P-O-P-R-O-X-X, at your checkout at MetalBabeMayhem.com, and you will get 20% off your order. That's the POPROCKS special.
This summer, get ready to SeaWorld like never before. With new thrills like Kraken Unleashed, the virtual reality experience aboard a real coaster. Then charge up your night with Electric Ocean, the nightly celebration featuring fireworks. And slide this summer at Aquatica, SeaWorld's water park. Right now, you can get SeaWorld and Aquatica for only $54.99 per park. Buy early and save. What's next is now at SeaWorld. Restrictions apply.
Rocks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.com. www.jamierocks.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, Levy, you also do, no, I don't know if this is a regularly scheduled thing, but I think it's really cool. Well, see, folks, Allison's, you know, unlike me, Allison's very pretty and can get away with video. Myself, people would just walk away in droves. I'm kidding, kind of. You do these video shows as well where you interview people. Do you do that? Is that a regularly scheduled thing or just you do it every so often? How does that work?
It really just depends on the situation. I don't have a budget for that, unfortunately, and I don't actually have a video, you know, videographer. So one company I do work with, I've started working with the last maybe 3, 4, 5 months, is called C4OC Radio. Denny and his dad, Lonnie and Linda, they're awesome, and they do every weekend that they have a band play live in their studio. They videotape it. They do an interview. They edit. They put on YouTube.
Nice.
And they support Metal Babe Mayhem, and every single interview has the Metal Babe Mayhem banner flying behind them. And so I send them bands. I've had a couple bands on there, you know, that I've sent their way. And what I know you're referring to is one of the last ones I sent there was called The Roadkill. And they're from Norway. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing because this band, I've seen them now 3 times when they've been to LA, performed several times. The initial founding members are Tomas, the singer, and Morten, the guitar player. And they have 2 brand new members. So basically they were coming here to LA at the same time that I got asked to be interviewed on the show. And, you know, as we're on the radio now, I take up any, you know, great opportunities to be interviewed and, you know, share what I'm doing. So I was already scheduled to be on their show with Charlie Ziegler of the Militants doing it together. Mm-hmm. And I said, wow, this date works. We don't have a band. Charlie's band here isn't here in LA. So I was like, why doesn't The Roadkill play? But then I'm like, you know, we're going to get interviewed. I still want to be interviewed by them. Why don't I interview The Roadkill? So we kind of, you know, just threw them a curveball and they ran with it. And so that day we had an interview with me and Charlie that they did. I interviewed The Roadkill. The Roadkill played, and then they kind of tied it all together, put out a couple YouTube videos, and it all worked out great.
That's awesome. That is so cool. And again, folks, like I said at the beginning of the show, and I was not just talking, if you're in a band, Allison's somebody you need to know. Like her Facebook page. Get in touch. You know, follow Metal Babe Mayhem on Instagram and all that. Get in touch. Send in your band and, you know, your tracks for the playlist and stuff. You know, it's like anything, and so many people in bands kind of miss this mark. You get out what you put into things. You know, and if you hang around people who hustle, man, things are going to happen. And, you know, Allison's one of those people who hustles. Does a lot.
Yes, thank
Does
you.
Does a lot. Very inspiring, Allison. Well, you know, it's true. It's true. And it's funny because, you know, I know you're like me. People will ask you, you know, well, man, how did you do this? Or how did this happen? Or how, you're like, well, I worked a lot. You know?
Exactly. I hardly stopped.
Yeah, I didn't go get drunk that night. Yeah, that's what I did. No, Allison, I don't think Allison goes and gets drunk because she doesn't seem the type. Maybe she does. I don't know. But I wanted to, you have a program going on right now, a special where you refer a friend and get a free gift. What is that about?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. And this is the first time this is being mentioned. I did put a little social media teaser out a couple of days ago, but I wanted Popbox Radio to be the first place to announce this. So June 1st, we are going to start a brand new program. It's actually going to be two programs with two different gifts, and we're going to see which one works better. So I will be posting soon so you will all see this in writing. But basically what's going to happen is I know there's so many people out there that say, I love your merchandise. I'd love to buy something, but I just can't afford it. I got to feed my kids. I got to pay rent, you know, whatever the deal. I get it. You know, people don't have a lot of money to spend. But for those type of people, find somebody who does. And that's why I thought this refer-a-friend program would be great. So all you need to do is just tell your friends, hey, go to MetalBabeMayhem.com. Buy something. There's not even a dollar limit. They can buy anything that they want, and at the end when they check out, leave a note that says so-and-so referred me. And so when I get that order and I see that you referred somebody, I will automatically mail you a little gift package. It's going to have two buttons, and these are brand new buttons. One of them is that star-kissed logo. That's the lips and bones and a star. The other one is a green goddess button. That's one of my pinup girls. So you'll get two brand new buttons. You'll also get an original lips guitar pick with a hole in it, so you can put it on your necklace or keychain or anything you like. And you'll get a sticker.
Cool.
So all you have to do is refer a friend, make sure they put your name in, and I will send you that package personally.
How cool is that? That is awesome.
That's going to start June 1st. And then for the people who do have money and do want to buy, and you go to the website and you're like, I'm going to buy a shirt. Do I want that other shirt? And you're trying to decide if you want one or two shirts, get that second shirt. Because anybody who goes to the website and spends $60 is going to get an even bigger gift package. And again, this is automatic.
Wow.
You don't need a promo code. You don't need to do anything. If I see any orders that are $60 before tax or shipping, I will send you everything I said in addition to one of those brand new star-kissed patches that we're waiting for.
Wow, how cool is that? How cool is that? That is awesome. Well, there you go.
Yes,
folks.
Thank you.
There you go.
And I will be posting photos and flyers on the 1st so everybody will get in the loop. This will go on for June, and then ideally we'll have a new one for July, another one for August. We're going to go 3 months of referrals, promo codes, and free gifts. And all those people out there who support Metal Babe and can't afford to own Metal Babe, now you can by just referring a friend. And those who can go out and buy a few things, buy a couple more, and then you can get an extra gift. So I think it's a win-win for everybody. So it will all be released on June 1st.
So cool. So cool. Well, let's play another track, Allison. On that note, I'm all excited about that.
And I know which one.
okay,
which
one?
I know which one already
play?
I want to play. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Going along the feel-good rock and roll fun that we started, I would like to play Ellie's Story next, and the song is called Pornographic.
This is a jam song. I had so much fun when we had them on the show. Here it is, folks. This is Ellie's Story, Pornographic. This song kicks ass. Here it is.
Just the idea that we can get away. See you soon.
We gotta go back.
And we're back, folks. We're back. That was a fantastic track. That was L.A. Story, Pornographic. Sorry, we were talking off the air and about cool rock and roll stuff. We were talking about retail stuff, store stuff, business stuff. These excellent conversations we have. Now, L.A. Story, how did you, did they contact you? You came across them? You see them at a show? How did that come about? I like this band a lot. We had them on, what was it, Allison, a month or two ago? Wasn't that long?
Yeah. You know, L.A. Story, it's kind of funny because I knew of them, and I have several close friends who are always talking about them, but somehow I was kind of late to the game. And then finally, you know, after my friends have seen them three or four times, I went to a show, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I love them. Like, I had no idea I was going to love them so much, but it's just one of those bands that's just, like, as they call themselves, feel-good rock and roll, and I'm just there, and I'm jumping up and down, and I'm rocking out, and, you know, they have these catchy, memorable choruses that you're just singing along to, even though you've only heard the song once, and I just fell in love with them. And then I think I ran into the singer Eric Hatchett at a friend's birthday party, and it's again funny because everybody's like, oh, you know Allison, you know Eric, and I'm sure he was the same, like, yeah, we know of each other, but we haven't met. So we finally, like, I'm Allison, I'm Eric, and to me, you know, I have a million people all the time, like, oh yeah, I'm your Facebook friend, or I follow you on Facebook, don't you know me? I'm like, no, I don't know who you are unless we shake hands and we look each other in the eyes and I say, hi, I'm Allison. That's when you meet somebody. Just because you're connected on the internet doesn't mean you know somebody. Like, I don't get that. But anyways, Eric and I met in person, and he says, I love Metal Babe Mayhem, I want to get some hoodies. One thing led to the next. He got a bunch of hoodies. They all wore hoodies at a show at the Viper Room. You know, I think three or four of the guys were wearing the hoodies on the stage. And,
wow.
You know, and they're great. And I've seen them a few times. Like you said, I've got them on your show. Here we are talking about them and playing them again. So they're just another band that just took a little bit to get to me. But once I finally was like, wow, and I heard them, I just fell in love with the music and everything. Everybody in the band's so cool that I'm happy to support them, work with them, and give them shout-outs as much as I can.
That's awesome.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to send cash fast? The Western Union app lets you log in, then walk in. Set up your money transfer on the Western Union app, then pay in cash at a Winn-Dixie agent location to get our best in-store fee when sending money in minutes for cash pickup. Download the Western Union app, set up your transfer, and pay with cash at a Winn-Dixie agent location today. Western Union makes money from currency exchange. Carefully compare fees, taxes, and exchange rates, which may vary and are subject to change. Funds availability subject to terms and conditions of service. NMLS 906983.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas. Perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have four or five per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Now, Now, speaking of shirts, you also did shirts for one of my – I love this band, Lit Soul, and we had them on. That was one of the first bands we had on, I think, when you and I started working together. And I'll never forget that episode because I was talking to the lead singer there, and he's really into conspiracy things and all this and that. Uh-huh. We were talking about that, the Illuminati. And all of a sudden, as we were talking about that, I don't know what happened. The show, like, stopped for a second.
They were watching and listening, and they stopped you.
I'm telling you. I got kind of – I was like, oh, man. But then we got everything going again, and we finished the show. It was all wonderful. But you did shirts for them, and you're currently doing shirts for the Militants. And you do you're the director of merchandising for Rock Avenue Records, USA. Pretty cool stuff, man.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing this up. And a lot of people don't know this, and it is a relatively new division of Metal Babe Mayhem. But anybody who is interested in getting shirts made, T-shirts, tank tops, hoodies, but I can do a variety of other options too, definitely contact me. And like you said, we have a brand new Lit Soul design that we've already been releasing on social media. It's called the Lit Soul Heart. It's awesome. The L in Lit Soul is made out of swords, and it's got a stabbing the heart. The heart's bleeding. It's awesome. And that is going to be available hopefully within the next week on, you know, tank tops, T-shirts, hoodies. And that is part of Metal Babe merch. And then also the Militants, we're looking at probably July 1st is what we're talking about now, having a release date. And we've got a really nice design with just a black and white, black shirt, white logo. And those will be released. And then Rock Avenue Records, they have about 20 bands. And like you said, I am now officially their director of merchandising. So any of the bands on that label who need merchandising, they will be going directly through me. And anybody else who's interested. So it's definitely an option. You know, of course, everybody's going to shop around, find their best price and all that. But, you know, feel free to contact me, compare me to, you know, the other things out there. I do offer, you know, a lot of different price ranges depending on what you're looking for. Minimums are really low. Setup fees are low. And, you know, most important is I want it to be a good quality and something that's affordable.
Right.
And it's taken me years to find these, you know, companies that I work with. So I'm sharing those with anybody out there who's interested in doing merch through me. And, you know, so far it's been great. We did Blacklist Union before. We did Cooter Brown. We did some for the Randy Rhoads Remembered shows. So we'll be doing some Rock Avenue Records shirts soon. So we do have a lot, you know, already coming out through Metal Babe merch. And like we said, the Lit Soul and the Militants are next. So definitely keep a lookout for those.
Very cool. And that's, and she brings up a good point, folks. I mean, lowest price isn't always the best way to go, let me tell you. Because especially when you're talking merch and all that, I mean, you know with, I can speak from my own experience is, you know, you're selling stuff and you're trying to put out kind of an image of, you know, a certain level of product or whatnot. And then your additional merch has to match that. You know, if you just have stuff that's crap, that blows your brand really bad. And, you know, you want good stuff. You know, you want good stuff. You don't want your t-shirts to...
I hear people all the time saying, I have this shirt, I've bought it at a concert, some $30 on it, and the logo wiped, you know, washed off after a couple of times. You don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
So quality is important. You know, it's funny, I know it's not, you know, totally on par, but I always think about people who ask, where can I get a cheap tattoo? And I'm like, those two things don't go together. Cheap and tattoo, you want a high quality tattoo from a good artist that will look good on your body for the rest of your life. It doesn't matter how much it'll cost.
Exactly.
So, you know, same with the t-shirt. You know, you want something ideally, I would say, that's still middle of the road, something that's nice, good quality, and affordable. And I think one of the things that Metal Babe merch offers is really low minimums. So a lot of these companies will say, you have to buy 100, you have to buy 1,000. I mean, I've come across it trying to buy bandanas. I had a company say I had to buy 10,000 before I kept looking and looking, and I got one that said I can do 100, and I finally did it. So that's definitely, I think, one of the things that sets Metal Babe merch apart is we have low minimums. So definitely contact me again, and you don't have to be a band either. Any kind of t-shirt you want, I can help with design as well.
Exactly. And it is so, and what she's doing, and I know we're talking a lot about business stuff, and people go, oh,
But this is important. This just goes to show there is a lot, you know, when Allison puts something out, man, she's talked to, you know, tons and tons of different companies, and she goes with the best one, you know, that is going to, because the end product is, you know, the customer, and they need quality stuff. And she knows that. And so she does all this work. It's a lot of work that people don't realize. A lot of behind the scenes stuff. Exactly. Now let's play another track, Allison. This is another band. We've got Omen and Corners of Sanctuary. What should we go with next?
And I kind of like how we did this because Omen and Corners of Sanctuary are a lot more metal. So we start out the feel-good rock to kind of get things going into the show. And now as we're getting in the middle of it all, let's do Corners of Sanctuary next. I think that would be a great follow-up. Corners of Sanctuary. The song is called Tonight We Roll. Let's play it, and then we can talk a little bit about them after.
Here it is, folks. Tonight We Roll, Corners of Sanctuary.
Rolling on the rain.
There it was, folks. Corners of Sanctuary. Fantastic band. We had them on not long ago, about a month ago. Not long at all, actually. Fantastic band, though. I really dig them. Now, they're out of Pennsylvania, aren't they, Allison?
Yes, they are.
Cool. Now, did you find them online, or they found you, or...
I found them through a company called Online Metal Promo. I work with them monthly, and I actually interview one of their bands every month, and I send them to Sin City Presents Magazine in Vegas. And Corners of Sanctuary was one of the bands that just really stuck out. Like I mentioned earlier, just really good band, good quality music, business ethics, good communication, so supportive. And we have an amazing relationship. And again, we've never even spoken. It's all just, you know, emails and Facebook. But at this point, I will say Corners of Sanctuary is the only band ever that has the entire band wearing Metal Babe Mayhem. They've done it in videos, on live video feed, live concerts, photos, and they're amazing, and they're a great band. They just put out a new video for a song called Wild Card, and I'm in the process, hopefully Mick, this is okay if I admit, Mick is my main guy there.
Yeah.
I'm looking at booking a Metal Babe Mayhem tour in October out here. And we do have a couple dates booked. October 21st and 27th are booked. You know, we'll announce it when it all comes together. But we are looking on getting them out here, which will be amazing. So kind of get them a little week-long tour out here. So they are a great band to work with. And then Mick even interviewed me after we had this, you know, whole networking started. He says, I'd like to interview you. And so he interviewed me for his own magazine, Cosmic Time. You know, the plan was with his name being Mick is great. And he interviewed me, and he put together a great interview. And they're just professional and so supportive in every way, and they're awesome. So I'm really happy to be working with them, and I hope everything goes great for our West Coast tour.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Yeah, and they play, that's one of those bands that play, they work real hard, folks. They play a lot of dates, man. And you can hear
next show is on Saturday, June 3rd at Bobby's Place in Erie, Pennsylvania.
There you go. See, that's what I'm saying, man. I'm saying they are, if they're not playing, they're rehearsing or recording. That's just how they are. They work hard. That's
and marketing
like it,
and
you know?
Promoting too. They're really good at that, and they're putting out more videos. Yes, they're definitely are on it. They're a good band to listen to, work with, know, definitely check out live.
Very, very cool. Very cool. Now, I wanted to, before we forget, for those who don't know, we have a promo code here. How about that? We have a promo code, Pop Rocks, right?
Yes, exactly. POPROXX.
And if you put that in when you buy something at Metal Babe Mayhem, you know, you get a stick in the eye. No, I'm kidding. You get 20% off, right?
Exactly, yes. And that is Jamie's permanent code forever and ever and ever, because Jamie is so awesome. Everybody who is a fan of Jamie Rocks and Pop Rocks Radio can get 20% off their entire order by entering at Pop Rocks when they check out.
Now, see, I'm teared up here. That's very cool. Well, thank you. And that's amazing. That is amazing. And, you know, I'm trying to remember, Allison, how we met. I'm sure it was online, because we met after I had moved out of California, but I can't remember exactly. I don't know. Maybe Dave Petter. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
It was somebody who put us in contact. It wasn't Matt from WVOX, was it?
It might have been. It's been a couple
years.
Funny, you know, in July, it'll be 4 years I've been doing the show. 4 years. I don't know how that happened, because it seems like a couple months maybe or something. But, yeah, and we've been working at least three together, maybe longer, because it's so cool. And it's such a cool relationship. Allison, like she mentioned, when she was saying, you know, she works with people that work and whatnot. I'm the same way. Allison's young and whatnot. I'm a mean old man. My patience level just for nonsense is non-existent.
I've never seen you be mean, Jamie. I don't know about that one.
Well, never on the air or anything, but, you know. But, yeah, I love working with Allison. I love working with Allison. She's always right on it. And I don't think she sleeps. Because this is a little fact, folks. I will email Allison at, like, you know, if I keep weird, I'm a painter, I keep weird F hours and stuff. I'll email her.
3 hours later, too.
Well, that's true. But you're always up. You're always up and always working. I don't know. I think that's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. Now, being as involved as you are in the rock and roll metal scene in L.A. there, you must get a ton of merch yourself. And I don't mean Metal Babe Mayhem merch. I'm just saying, I can't remember the name. There's a word for it, I'm thinking. You know, where you get all the stuff from these bands. What's the strangest thing you've ever got from a band?
That's a good question. I don't think anybody sends me anything strange. I mean, normally people send me T-shirts and CDs.
I gotcha.
I don't know. I mean, I get autographed pictures. No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's the married thing. I don't know. I haven't really gotten anything strange.
Well, there you go, folks. There you go.
I mean,
challenge
I collected
is out.
Strange things. I mean, I can tell you that, like, on a whole other aspect of the question is, you know, I still have a cup. I drink wine with David Perner on his tour bus. You know, it's styrofoam. I'm sure it's really moldy now because it's red wine. I mean, I'm the one who gets the strange things, but I don't know if anybody has sent me any themselves.
That's funny. That is funny. She kept the cup.
I did. You know, I do that. I had a balloon. I have a piece of a balloon from Alice Cooper, one show where, you know, he pops that balloon and it goes out there. I have a big blue balloon piece. Yeah, I keep some weird stuff.
She's like a serial killer. I'm kidding. Trophy. She's keeping a
collector, I prefer.
Collector, that's right. A collector. Now, let's play our last track we're going to play tonight. Is last but not least, this is Omen Up from the Deep. Should we play it and then talk about it?
Yes, perfect timing. Let's do it.
Here it is, folks. Omen Up from the Deep.
And 70 men row.
Omen, Up From the Deep. Up From the Deep. Another fantastic band. Now, how'd you come across
Omen?
Yes,
and you know what, Davey? I got to tell you, I am so honored because Kevin Gutcher actually sent that song to me, and Metal Babe Man was one of the first ever in the entire world to play that song right before he jumped a plane and went to Europe. So I am so happy we played that song, and Omen is awesome. I saw them at Frost and Fire, and that's where Kevin and I connected, and it was a great festival I went to last year, and they've been out in Europe doing all kinds of festivals and shows, and it's awesome that we got to play that song not only on Metal Babe Mayhem, but also on Pop Rocks Radio.
That's fantastic. You know, Allison, speaking of festivals and stuff, I have to tell you, I went to I won some tickets on a local terrestrial radio station last month, and Danny really wanted to see this band and that was playing. It was a festival. It was kind of a new wave 80s type thing. And they had all these different bands playing. And we went, and it was the first weekend where summer really hit here in South Florida. And it was hot. It was so hot. And I'm sitting there, and I'm dying. I'm at this thing. And I'm just so hot. And then I thought about this story that Allison told me, I don't know, a couple of years ago.
Wow.
About the hottest concert you ever went to. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And I said, it wasn't that hot. I wish I could have pulled a Grant and been across the street, but no, I was in the heat, baby. Was in the heat.
That's
the thing we do.
I know. Right now, it was right after I almost froze to death at Vacuum. I went from being in 0 degrees, sleeping in the cold, getting the rain dripping on my face, and the soaking wet sleeping bag to sweating to death in Prague. But all for rock and roll. I agree.
All for rock and roll. All for rock and roll. That's outstanding. Well, again, folks, to recap the show tonight, we've had a lot of cool stuff, and I just want to go through the list again that we mentioned in case you missed it. There's definitely some really cool new products coming out from Metal Babe Mayhem. And I want to mention, too, we have the website up on our show page, you know, my website and all this and that. But one of the cool things is when you go to metalbabe.rocks, R-O-C-K-S, or metalbabe.com, they'll both get you there. Click on the social media buttons. Very important, because that way you can get information right then and there on your Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. Allison does it all. I don't think there's a social media platform you're not on with Metal Babe Mayhem. You're on them all, aren't you?
I try. Just type in Metal Babe Mayhem in Google and you'll find it, like, pages and pages and pages worth.
That's awesome. Well, there's very cool new Starkist patches and the awesome Star-Studded Leather belt coming out, and some cool the Lips and Bones Silver Necklace. Very, very cool products. And, you know, just wait till next week when there's even more products. No, I'm kidding, but there's always stuff happening. And they've got very cool stuff there as well that she's really worked hard to get. We also have a couple of different programs going. If you refer a friend, you get a free gift. Or if you spend $60, you get a free gift as well. And
that gift's a little bit better, too, Jamie, because that gift includes one of the Starkist patches. The other gift is everything except the patch, which is two buttons, a sticker, and a guitar pick.
And you got to get the patch, folks. I'm just telling you, you know, you put that on your jacket or wherever, your jeans, wherever, you know, you put that patch, man. Those patches are cool and hard to get. Hard to get cool patches. Very, very cool. And, of course, we've always got our promo code, which is Pop Rocks. You put that in. That's 20% off, baby. 20% off. How about that? How about that? And, Allison,
exactly.
I know you mentioned now, I want to talk just before we end the show and whatnot. Man, you're putting together – I don't know if I'm supposed to bring it up or not again, but – maybe not. I don't know. You're putting together a Metal Babe tour? How cool is that? That's a big deal, man.
That's a big story, yeah. You know, it's funny. Like, I tell myself all the time I need to streamline what I do. I'm a rock journalist with a clothing line. But, you know, people throw stuff at me every day, and corners of things just kept throwing, and I caught, I guess, you know, to use an analogy that – They just made it seem like a really good idea and something that I did want. You know, Mick is so awesome. He's like, I know you have a million other things to do, but if you could please help us. And that's what I'm doing because I love music. I love helping people. And when an opportunity comes my way to help somebody that I think, you know, will be beneficial and for all parties involved, and we can get somebody out here from Pennsylvania, other side of the country that probably couldn't get out here otherwise, I'm happy to help. So we
That's
are
awesome.
Looking at right now. I don't want to say anything until we officially announce, but October 21st should be the first date, and we should have a few shows out here on the West Coast, and it will be awesome to get Corners of Sanctuary out here.
Very, very cool. Well, Allison, it's about that time. Man, it always goes by so quick when you're on the show. It just does. It zips by. I don't know. You know,
we're having fun. That's what they always say, right? Time flies when you're having fun. And we always have fun, Jamie.
We do.
Especially on the show.
Well, folks, I want to let people know that this show will be converted to a podcast, and it will be pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including for free on iTunes. All you got to do is, go to my website and click the big iTunes button there, or just put in Pop Rocks Radio to Google, and it'll get you there. If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor while you're doing that. Hit that ratings and review. That puts us up at the top of the page, and that makes Allison very happy, and our other sponsors as well, because that's where
definitely
we like to be. The views always better from the top. Say again?
No, I'm just saying, please do. Everybody out there listening, the iTunes rating is an important aspect of it all, so that's helpful. Thank you.
It really is. And again, get over to metalbabe.rocks, R-O-C-K-S, or metalbabemayhem.com. Both will get you there. And check it out, man. Check it out. And check it out, you know, every couple days because it just there's always new stuff, cool stuff on there, too. Fantastic website. Fantastic website. Well, Allison, that's about it for tonight. I want to thank you so much for being on the show and taking time out of your day and your evening. No, it's still daytime out there, isn't it? No, it's evening. I'm all turned around. I get all turned around now since I'm on the show. I don't know. It's hard to come. I always have a good time.
I just want to say how much I love working with you, and I love what we have going here now, like you said, about 3 years, and we'll keep sending you great interviews and dance to play on your show. I'll keep sponsoring, and hopefully I will make it out to Florida at some point, and we can go to a show together. And
that's right. That's right. We definitely will. It sounds like a good plan to me, or I'll get out next time I'm in L.A. We're definitely hanging out. We're definitely hanging out.
Sanctuary show. We have plenty of time to prepare for that one.
I'm stroking my chin here. Yes, that sounds very good. Well, that's going to do it, folks. Everybody have a great night, and, keep your powder dry. We'll see you. We're on tonight's Tuesday. We're back tomorrow night, so we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a good night, everybody.
Okay, thank you. And thanks, everybody. Please check out
MetalBabeMayhem.com. That's right, MetalBabeMayhem.com.
Pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.